it points to is just the ongoing failings by government in terms of our health service. We just don't have enough beds. Doctors or nurses, you know, in the likes of Sligo and Letterkenny hospitals. So what happens is when you have a crisis at the emergency department, immediately you have cancellations. And of course, that's a, you know, huge inconvenience for the patients involved. It also means, you know, ongoing pain. And in some cases, it could lead to loss of life with delayed diagnosis and so on. At the budget last year, the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, David Cullinan, challenged the government directly in that we're clear that they have underfunded the health service to the tune of 1 billion euro. And indeed, they've introduced a recruitment embargo. So we have a situation, not only do we not have the investment we need now, we're not even hiring the doctors and nurses that we need. And there is a deep crisis in our health system. And it's time that government were honest about the fact that they are underfunding the health service. And we are not convinced at all that Simon Harris's Taoiseach, who of course was a previous Minister for Health, 10 more months of this government after, you know, 13 years of Fine Gael in power, they've made our health system even worse, and we're not convinced at all by their arguments. We are very clear a change of government is the only way we're going to turn this around.
And what would your party do to change it around then?
Well, the immediate commitment is to invest in 3,000 beds in community and acute hospitals. You've got to end the recruitment embargo, you've got to invest the necessary finances into the system, and you've got to make sure that you're delivering the, you know, the level of staffing in community services, GP services, right up to acute hospitals. You've just got to be serious about your plan. You've got to be talking to our people, and you've got to turn this around.